present. Let's talk about the Gufa. Let's take a look. The Gemara is Rabbi Heinkuku. Kol get shimshal ikusi pasul chutz mizikin nafshin shakurevan. The Mishnah says you have the people who have the Gufa. So we took a look at together. You saw the story in Malachim. Came with Beis Eretz Yisrael. They came to Eretz Yisrael. Found there for this mass migration. He moved them, the people from Gaza into Shomron, into the northern flat, in the northern kingdom of Eretz Yisrael. Had them off with Yisrael. He moved them into Eretz Yisrael. They were still worshiping their Avodah Zarah. And lions come. Lions are not native to Eretz Yisrael. So finally. Shock. It was clear that it was not just, it was clear even to them that it wasn't just happenstance. They realized there's something going on, and so they begin to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tama. As Hashem HaYireim, it's Elohim HaYolgim. And it says in the Pasuk, that they were worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were also worshiping the Avodah Zarah. So the other one had their own Avodah Zarah, this one had the Avodah Zarah of Nergal, this one had the Avodah Zarah of Anashima, this one had the Avodah Zarah of Yitzchak, Tartak, and one had their own local color, their own native Avodah Zarah. And then when they realized these Arayos were coming, not Arayos in the night, but Arayos in the mouth, and the wines were coming, and even for once, so they realized they had to change it. The pasuk says here, "Peres Yisrael pasuk la'avigimol." And Talanoi ha'yireim, and Talanoi ha'yohodim. Kimishpat agayim shehiklo asamisham. They had some Yerushalayim, but they also were still worshiping of Avodah Zarah that they had in the old country. Ali Omer them, they're still right there. They're still doing it. Eidam Odin is still there. They're still not keeping them in. So that's what has been going on. Then over the course of time. Ezra comes back with the Jews after the Korban Exodus Babel to build the second Beit HaMikdash, and now the people are to play ball rovers. They're kind of want to be part of what's going on, and kind of not, want to make trouble. And over time, they start to keep some in. And the Gemara has a machlokas, as some of you may have seen hints of already. The Gemara has a machlokas of these kutsim. Were they Geirei? Right? Or?
Geirei.
Good. What does that mean? Great. What does that mean? Are they Geirei or the Geirei?
Right?
Yeah.
It means lion, right? Yeah.
Yeah, lion.
Sure. Not all of
them. Just a lion. And not for like ulterior motives, or do they come for that?
Ah, right. Are they Jewish? Or the Geirei real or the Geirei not real? Why would the Geirei, if you hold the Geirei Emes, it means they were never really Jewish. If you hold the Geirei Emes, it means they didn't have real Geirei. How they have real Geirei, the eye was only because of the lion. There's different Rishonim with different approaches. Idiot said that they were converted again a second time when they got more into it, and that was a real Geirei. Or you'll say, maybe the whole one holds Geirei Emes holds, that's a valid Geirei. Even though they only did it because they were scared of the lions, but the lion said they were planning to do it. So that's the question. It's such a gay word. You're planning to keep mitzvahs only because of pachad arayos. Is that valid or not?
Humongous marriage.
Yeah. Enormous. So the Gemara is not focused in a couple places. Are the kutsim gay arayos or the gay arayos? Oh, were their gay words? They start off until Sennacherib brought them. They were absolutely not Jewish. Sennacherib brings them to Eretz Yisrael, and then after the lions come, they convert. So what might say, do they have a valid conversion or not? So our sugi is assuming, our mission is assuming, Geirei Emes. If they're Geirei Arayos, it means they were never Jewish ever. They're never Jewish ever. There's nothing to talk about. So our Gemara is definitely assuming Geirei Emes, they ain't real Geirus, they're just not so religious.
Could they be like the Givonim though, like it was half-half? It was like sort of for a real reason, but not really? Or is it not necessarily analogous?
This might be worse.
Because they had a reason to just lie, they hear it, it doesn't matter whether they even had a reason to prove.
Right. That's the one way to put it. Real? You want to share?
I don't know.
For a stand. Okay. Do you have a question? You want to say something?
If they're only Gerayah and they're not really Jews, why did the Arayas stop coming? Like, why did the Arayas came in the first place?
Yeah, because they're worshiping Lazara. Good, yeah.
So they're still like,
we're
going to Lazara. What's the difference?
The answer is passive. It's right from a pasuk. It must be. The right from a lion. That's the answer, yeah.
Because it would be like, in a lot of sense, everyone thought they were Jewish, you know. So.
Taking off the Givonim story. Because Baruch Hu stopped there the lion because otherwise it would look bad. Anyway, it's a lot of sense.
Good.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Like it would be
like,
the lions never came because
they're
I think it's more people of Hashem that everybody sees that the Kishim are like cheat of Dima Hashem cheating you like. They're like Jewish, but they're really not. They have like beliefs.
It's not so obvious. I mean, that's why you have
to allow
it.
Well, apparently, why was it obvious? Okay, there's more to Hashem, less to Hashem. Looks like the Kaddish Baruch Hu does not. But, yeah, so the one talk about the Shas, it must be that there was definitely a decrease in that Mozart. No? What are you saying?
Not that they recognized
Hashem,
that
they
blind
stuff. Where else do you find in Nevi'im? What other story in Nevi'im do you see that? That the people made a change, they didn't change 100%. The Machlok is Baba Yerushalmi. From the theft in their hands, in their palms. So what does that mean? So Shmuel, the Babi Amor, says in Talmud Babli, in the beginning of the second prayer of Tanya, means mamish everything. Nothing stuck to hand you. They mamish get rid of everything. Even things that were hidden. Like the cop. And even things that were no one would have known about, they gave it away. You're not a Shuba Gimur. Yerushalmi goes to Yochanan, who says, whatever was in your hands, something that's obvious they gave away. But the things that were hidden away, the grape they gave away was the guy away. They always did a little bit of Shuba. They didn't do what it sounds like is that they resolved not to do Geneva again in the future. And whatever was obvious, they gave away. But they weren't ready to give up the Geneva that they already had.
But in Tanya
says,
the Mishnah
was that,
everything.
So Uriel says, well, but why is it Tanya the first place?
They showed him Darkamara, and they didn't steal again.
Right. The Mishnah in Tainus has official Mutter Shmuz. The one of his official public Mutter Shmuz is the Mutter Shmuz, I think. One of the only. The Mishnah in Tainus says, what would you say in the Tainus? So that on a, if you had a Tainus for rain, you see someone get up and take it on both sides and point not just to fast and to wear a sackcloth. The point is to the Tshuva, to change the way we do. It doesn't say in the Pasuk, Vayar Hashem et Sakam et Chanitam. The Hashem is Matayim. Doesn't say that Kadosh Baruch Hu saw the people in Ninbe were fasting. They did fast. Look and say that. Everyone, top to bottom, was fasting. When even the animals were fasting, that's not what Kadosh Baruch Hu responds to. He showed me Dr. Ruff. So that's why the discussion is there. The fresh Uriel, what do you mean? They didn't do tshuva. So there's a paradigm of tshuva. I say, we shouldn't do fast. We should do tshuva like they didn't. They did the tshuva. The fresh Uriel, they didn't do tshuva. What's your figure? So what do you see? You see,
even that's a mile.
You see that it is tshuva. It might not be tshuva, but which is a better mutter shmuz? I'm not sure. See, according to Babli, the shmuz is, wow, these people live there, they might have changed their lives. That city totally changed over, head to toe. Wow, amazing. According to Yerushalmi, the Mutter Shmuz is You see what happened, didn't they? They did a little bit of tshuva to make such a difference. They weren't even ready to give up the past of Eretz. But they made a Kabbalah Hasan, apparently. And apparently, that was, it's not everything. They weren't great tzaddikim. Right! So, in Kuba, sometimes that's a shayla. In terms of, tax, Musa tactics. When do you push the great ideal, and when do you look for step by step? And the Shami is saying, the Musa shmuz is on both sides. The people, they don't do a little bit of shuva. And guess what? It did something. It could be, now not the time for this, it could be that Machlokas Rishonim also, in the Rain Yonah and Rambam, in terms of whether the primary aspect of tshuva is backward looking or forward looking. And which relates to, the Rambam seems to stress much more that tshuva is a Kabbalah al Asad. That's the primary element of tshuva. And Rabbi Yoni gets the impression that the tshuva is that's not a set of primary element, which might have to do with, to take one step further, whether Bab Yishami. And what tshuva is. According to Rabbi Yoni, tshuva sounds like tshuva primarily means to fix up the Avera. But I did not say it, so tshuva is the process of getting rid of it. So without Kabbalah HaAsid, it might be a shallow tshuva for the past. But the point, the thrust, is really to get in the feeling. As I get from the Rambam, tshuva, it's like a mitzvah of tshuva. It's not just, tshuva means to change yourself. So wherever you were in the past, the tshuva means you're going to move beyond that. So the main thrust of tshuva for Rambam is the Kabbalah Asad, because that's what really Mimeila tshuva also accomplishes. If you're going to do a good tshuva, it will also accomplish Mechilat Avonos. If you want to change yourself over, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing to write off some of your favorites. But that's not the point of it, for example. Well, most of all, one of the discussion we had about the Ramban with the Mishnah after Ramban and the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah is to bring Karbanos? No. The point of the Mishnah is to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. How to see that? Once you have it, that's a good place. You can bring Karbanos, it's a good place to bring it. That's not the point of it. You hear too. The point of the tshuva is primarily to get rid of David. The point of the tshuva is to be a different type of person. If you're a different type of person, of course, it's going to help you get rid of the past of David too, but that might not be the major focus. So there you see the value of the incremental steps, according to Yerushalmi Rambam's verse. So here too, it could be that there's a line left because of the incremental steps, and particularly, to go back to thinking we worked on the past, that the Chumash says that Eretz Yisrael is a place that's uniquely sensitive to Avodah Zarah. How do you know? Where does it say? Right. Pocket at the end of the Akhirot and the Kedoshim? Somewhere there?
Both.
Don't double the Zara?
Both.
Otherwise, that. What?
Both.
Okay. No, but that one.
Kedoshim.
Kedoshim.
That's Kedoshim.
Eretz Yisrael is going to bow you out. The same way.
Bomber out the Kananim.
Very nice. Just like if Bomber has the guy before you. This isn't even a Jewish thing. Eretz Yisrael is highly sensitive to Avodah Zarah. So the Goyim are getting ejected of Avodah Zarah, and you guys may get ejected of Avodah Zarah too. So the Kusim also, even when they were, what the title was that they weren't Jewish. The Goyim have to be Jewish. The title was they worship Avodah Zarah, and particularly in Eretz. So it could be that what they lowered, it could be that it wasn't even so much that they had a, you say, I didn't have real Geirus, they didn't have real Geirus, so why the lines stopped coming? Because it could be the lines didn't stop coming because of the, they became Jewish. The why is that kind of because they were Goyim who weren't doing as much of Avodah Zarah as they used to.
But they still were doing it.
Yeah, but they must have lived, they must have, as Hashem Ha'irei must mean that they somehow limited it. They were still doing Avodah Zarah on the side, there wasn't
even
as much as before.
Even Yoshiyahu, when he was still hiding idols behind the door, he still managed to look up, according to Isaiah.
There you go. Incremental changes. Avodah Zarah. The Kuzim may not be around anymore. But the importance of incremental change in one's life, that's definitely
in the Megillah, though, it was the fasting and the sackcloth.
Oh, yeah. Was that the only thing? and the tefillah. They didn't stress out tefillah more than tshuva. Right, I agree. Right, they're stressing out the Chaim said, the Chaim Friedland actually a very nice piece to the Chaim about Purim, the element of Purim that's the day of Kabbalah tefillah. That's what the story of Purim was driven very much by that. The Gemara by the davening. The Gemara in Megillah even stressed even more by stressed like the way Esther was davening as she was going in closer and closer towards Achashverosh, the Tehillim Perichal days. The Gemara has a tradition that's what she was saying. Rabbi written. That's what she was saying. It fit her situation well as she's going into towards Achashverosh. So yeah, right. Less the stress on Shulam, more stress on Tefillah. Good point. Before. That's why we're laying Yonah on your Gipper and not on Yisroel. Okay. So we have these kusim here. There's these kusim. So the Maitre, we're assuming this Mishnah is assuming that they were Gerei. Anyway, they're Jewish, but we're not sure how religious they are. The Mishnah says, "Kol get sheyisol a kusi possible." Any guest, meaning the star, with even one kusi aid, with the other aid of the rightful Jew, possible. With the exception of a get or a shar shetah. Over there, we're mako, which is very ironic. Usually you would think there were more machma, we have a day of lashma, so on, as he told the previous again, usually you would think we'd be more machma by get and shar shetah, and even more mako. The Gemara is trying to figure out why that should be true. Maisa shavil tera wheel of faro snai get isha. One time they brought a get to Rabbi Gamliel, where he was out. And Gamliel was a Nazi, usually in Yerushalayim. But he was apparently riding the circus. He was out in the tent, in Kfar Osnai, from a little car. And while he was there, he said, "Rabbi, look at the get that we got. The guy didn't have so many, maybe didn't have so many lira to aid him. The light that had, the get had one Yisrael, one Kusi. Excuse me, had two, by the eight of eight Kusi. The eight of them were Kusiim, the Hichshir. He was Machshir, that sounds like a Raya to this, to be Machshir, Edom Kuzim. The fact that Gemara, money must need to, so who is our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is saying you can have one Kuzim, you can have two Kuzim. So the Gemara wants to know, well, who is our Mishnah? We have a three of Machokas at Nanon about what to do with Kuzim, how religious are the Kuzim, but our Mishnah doesn't seem to fit at all. There's some steps and stuff. Lotan, a Kamarov was a Shemuel. Our Mishnah does not seem to fit any of the three Tanon. Why? It's Tanya. Kusi Mutaret. You have Kusi Masa, so it's Mutter, the other Yotzibai Dechavasa the Pesa. Tanakama says, the Kusi Masa is Mutter, and you can be Yotzibai, your Achiev on Pesach with that. Yotzibai Achiev on Pesach with that. Okay, but Tosos has a very short comment, so what's Tosos' point? Let's take a look at Rashi. And Rashi, ironically, here Tosos is shorter. Then Rashi is. What's else to say? Huh? What they bothered by? What they asking? What they answering? What's going on?
He said
special pesach. And the answer is Ashmi'in to the king of the tells me that they're even capable of watching it lishma. Aaron suggested during Seder. That there's one thing to say that they're going to keep it kosher or Pesach, that they can make sure it's not coming. To know that they have a certain standard in terms of behavior, how they make the matzah, so that's already a level. But a bigger level is not only that we assume that they do the right things, but that they even have the right things in mind. That's already more of a kodesh.
I think Kashi reversed what he said.
What do you mean?
The Mishnah, you should have listened to the second one, you would have known the first one, the Melech.
Right. And he's answering, and Tosus is answering, Lo Zrachu means that sometimes Hanam chose to go a small Kiddush first, and then to say a bigger Kiddush. And Rashi explains that it's something the Alfe's to keep in mind, is that things could be kosher lepesach, but not right for the mitzvah of Nasa. Like an apple, which obviously must be not chametz, but you can't be yoked to the mitzvah. The Isser eating chametz all the other days, so an apple is not a violation of that. That's not matzah. So Leil Pesach, Leil HaSeder is a mitzvah to eat matzah. So it has to be, has to be matzah. So what does it mean to be matzah? The certain thing that means matzah means that it should be bread, and it should be chametz, actually. But there are additional rules for what it takes to be matzah's mitzvah. So the mitzvah of the Arab Tel Balasis, the chiyuv, the dafka, not just to avoid chametz, but if you eat matzah leil seder, there can't be matzah shira, and it has to have, has to be shmur matzah. What does shmur matzah mean? It can't be chametz. Part of shmur matzah, matzah meshumeret, means that it was, is made l'shma. Not that it happens not to be chametz, but to be a chashashal mitzvah, that it can be used for the mitzvah of the Arab Tel Balasis, the seder, actually made l'shma. That's a very common phenomenon. That we know. So many chesed mitzvah require that they be made l'shem ha-mitzvah in order that they be usable to mitzvah. This is one of the cases. As you were saying, the kusin, not only are they going to make sure that it doesn't come from it, to do it right, they're even going to think the right things also, and that's an added finish, yeah.
So, we would assume that they would have that it would be kosher for Pesach? Why would we assume otherwise?
But the Kutum didn't keep a lot of mitzvahs. So, Rebbe Lazar says, Talmud Rebbe Lazar says, no, Rebbe Lazar says, they don't keep mitzvahs.
Is it a problem that it's instead of, if it was
the
argument over whether it was kosher or Pesach, would it say kosher? Wouldn't it say kosher if it was, if it was something about that?
Well, Masa's Kutum is Karat, it's permitted, it's kosher. And on the other side, they have a lot of pesach. Not only is it mutter, you can even use it for the seder. Well, the judge says, it's not what the judge says, what I mean. If you use it for the seder, obviously it's kosher pesach. And it's, well, yeah, but there's two steps here. One is that it's kosher that they avoid chimut. And an additional kaddish is that they even do it for shema. And Rav Lazar says, oster. Oster means it's not mutter, it means it's straight.
And would Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel say that it's permitted?
Conceivably, yeah, could be. Tell you know, the Rashbam, the commentary says, this is both Kutum, however, documented by Yosem Yisrael, right? So the Tanakh says, they keep the mitzvah properly. Lot says, they don't keep mitzvahs properly. Rashbam says, well, they keep some mitzvahs properly. So the Tanakh say all, and the Rabban say none. And Rashbam says, well, it depends. Is there a machzik? There's a machzik. Some mitzvahs say they grab onto it good. The mitzvahs they don't, they're not into, they're not into. And the Gemara says also, no, yeah. So now what do we do? So now the Gemara here is echoing the Gemara who is something they do. The Gemara says, who is our Mishnah? He's on the Kama, because it's distinguishing between Ger and Gershon on one hand and other stars on the other hand. So who could our Mishnah be? He's on the Kama, he was on the Star of Nanu. Tana Kama said, all stars are good. Say, all stars are good. Why not? Be Machsher, everybody. We machshir everybody. Why? Because Tanakhama, the Gemara Kum explains, Tanakhama says any mitzvah, this is the Torah, they keep. Tarshal Peh, the Nainasu. The Tarshal Peh, Tanakhama, that's why he comes with Matzah. Matzah is in the Chumash, not as well. Rebbe Lazar says even the sins in the Chumash, they're not keeping. We can't trust them in anything. Rebbe Lazar will get Yishin Anima. How do you split? They, yes, but not Shtar Matan. According to the book, Tanakhama, everything is good. According to the book, nothing is good. The Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tavit Rav Shimon Gamliel, who said, well, it depends. He said, well, either Achzok, I feel Bishan Shah or something. Either Achzok, I feel Gamishah, Nami, love. Either they're into it, or they're not into it. If they're into it, they're into it. They're into it, they're into it. The Gemara says, and Shimon says, well, no. Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one Tana, who gives us a little bit of wiggle room. Because he says, there's no rule. Right? There's a certain mitzvah they were into, there's a certain mitzvah they were not into. And they're into guests. They keep guests. Maybe they keep guests. But they don't like Starry Mama in the way we do. They don't look at him the way we do. They say, Rav Shimon Gamliel, he's the Aftus Bahab, lo Aftus Bahab. Maybe they keep this, they don't keep that. So let's get to that, that'll be good. And what's the Gemara's problem with that? What's the Gemara's problem with that? Why can't you say that Rav Shimon Gamliel, Archbishop Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he's telling you, they keep that, they're never going to be able to get something they keep. The Bishop of Chavar says you only believe that something you keep. The guy keeps kasher, that can trust his kasher. He doesn't keep kasher, so you can't get something kasher for me. Okay, so they look, maybe they keep this, Rav Shimon says they keep something, so what's wrong with saying Rav Shimon Gamliel, and they keep this, they don't keep that, they keep that, they don't keep Shtar Matana, so what's wrong? Yeah, because then when you have why not 1/8? Which is why at the end of the Gemara is going to say at the end, there could be this one time who says, you could have two Adim, two Kusi Adim on a guest. And Joseph will say, oh, the dad Tanner of Gamil, he's the whole back of Shin Gamil. Asa Zvah, that's great. So Rav Shimon will be great Pshat HaMishnah, except for the fact that Gemara all of a sudden realizes there's a second complication on Mishnah. Not only that we're distinguishing between get, on the one hand, and Makshamat on the other hand, that's one complication, you're splitting, but you're also, even within get, you're only half happy with a kuzi. You can be one, you can't be both. That, the fact that you can be one, you can't be both, well, at least the Gemara says, there must be something else going on here. Ihachi ma'ir yachad, after the trainami, well, why only one? Why not say you can have two kuzi edim, then you could have two kuzi edim? No. Allah ma'ar abalazah, why are abalazah? Abalazah da amora. That was the Tana Rav Moshe. Abalazah the Tama Rav Yochanan. If he was a Tana, he wouldn't be relevant. It's something Rav Shem Gamil. Rav Moshe Amora, comment on Mishnah, lo hechshiru bo ala eidach ha-kuzi bilvad. So only one eight kuzi. If you have two kuzi, it's no good. So make up your mind. Make up your mind. Who's our Mishnah? Who's our mission? We're winning. If they are good, they're not good. If they are from, they're from. If they're not from, they're not from. But are you telling me one? I have one. Either he's good at eight, he can do things. If he's not a good at eight, he can't aid him. The Gemara is very bothered. So what is the Gemara answer? Your answer is, you're right, they're not good. Except that they are.
Oh.
What does that make sense? No. It means every once in a while you have a kutu who's talking very from. He's about two of them. Kutu Chazar. Sometimes they start to get into it. They went to Arsameh, they went to Eshatera, and now he keeps everything. So, but how are you going to know? So, but Olam, the Gemara says, Rebbe Lazar, really is Rebbe Lazar, who says you can't believe him for anything. Unless this is a special guy, this is a special Tumkut. Yo, Rebbe Lazar, so then why do you allow one? So the Gemara is going to explain, we'll take questions, then we'll see what the Gemara says, that this is a case where I have a proof that because only one kuzi, I can prove that this must be a good kuzi. He must be a firm kuzi. So that's why, if I had two kuzim signed on the star, I would never know. Are they firm kuzim, or are they your typical run-of-the-mill kuzi? According to the law, you can't trust them for anything. Here, I have the kuzi and the Yisrael, so Yisrael is proving this is a nice firm kuzi. Firm kuzi, good day, for real.
What?
That's what you're going to stop. That's interesting. Oh, I've never met this people who are not fully observant. So, they're certain this is their mamish into. They're crazy about this mitzvah. They're wild about this mitzvah.
I'd blow you up.
You know, but if they have a person who,
the Tasha's told that the Shad brought this to the Shad, or some people who were first, or some people who were right, or people who suddenly returned to the Shemir, sometimes you find
The figure before, I read it before.
Yeah.
How about the shed?
Why
is that the king?
You of all people should know that Judaism is not in yet. No, he is.
Well,
they're
giving
my
money. They get super super. Look,
I don't know. I tell them they're extremely loud. They're extremely loud.
We
have
to
care. We're close to them.
No, we're not. They are adapting more than we are.
When they're acting adopted.
Are you a show of service to?
Yeah. I try to.
Try. Exactly. Okay. I try to speak Lashon Hara. Do I speak some fun? Unfortunately, yes. I try to try very much not to. Some fun is fun. So, people who are honestly trying to keep mitzvahs, they sometimes fall in. The Zakutin on the small percentage of mitzvahs that they talk to keep, they're much better about them than the other Yisraelis. Number one, assuming they have all their chumras, I don't know, all the kutzi chumras, and whatever.
I don't hold by that.
And number two, it could be that they were not natural, but those that they never, they're 98% success rate. Oh yeah, they have the 90% success rate. But they're, you know, come on, never. Okay. Okay. Whatever it is.
If there's so many tools by either man, either you draw and get, such that they don't even need to know how to read and write. So, if they don't know how to read it right, what's going to say is they're going to recognize this is a Kushi Chabad.
This is my focus on
reading. No, it's not humble for reading. They don't know how to read it right. But they're only going to sign if they fully catch this Kushi, he knows his stuff. They themselves are
not sure about the
guy who can't read it right. It's not Mark.
That's not true.
No?
They're Azrael. Adrava. The term Amma Ares doesn't mean a person can't read or write.
I understand.
The term Ares means a person who is not
Dr. Halacha. Right. But hard to Dr. Halacha. I understand. It's hard to Dr. Halacha can't be right.
We use the term Amma Ares to mean someone who's
ignorant. I think in the Middle East.
The Gemara boy didn't use this term Amma Ares.
I understand. Hard to be Dr. Halacha if you don't know how to read or write.
No,
you just do whatever your local route says.
That's true. I don't think so. Hard to document that you can't read and write.
For many centuries,
the vast majority, I would have to guess the vast majority of Eastern European Jewish women could not read or write Hebrew. Certainly couldn't write Hebrew. And many of them certainly couldn't read
or any language.
Hebrew. Maybe they could read this, they could maybe read the Siddur, some of them. They didn't understand that, that's Siddur. But does that disable them from being from Jews? I don't think so. You learn what you have to do. You learn by mimesis, learn by watching. And you have a shiloh, you ask a shiloh.
You think some of your great-grandparents are out of
right? Right. Like, if no one in the community can read right, that's going to be a problem. You have to have some source of thorough
knowledge. That's why you have a town rabbi.
Right. But I won't have a shiloh.
Yeah. Why can't the minister be like Rebbe Lazar? There are people they need to see your character.
Why can the mission be like a Balazza?
Oh, because there are Edom on it.
Rabbi, here's Yaakov that's in very good
touch. Yes, it's
helpful.
You.
That's the Gemara I said before. This is the Gemara I said earlier.
Rabbi
Cohen seemed
to say that.
Huh?
Second
review. What's that? The Gemara said earlier. On Dabdala, even according to Mother, you still can't have Sulei to sign them again. Why? Because it's Mizuri to Tokha. We had a discussion what that means. Why is it a problem? Is it because the Beloza holds, like the Grip said, the Beloza holds Eda Fatima Karaji or Eda Fatima Karaji? Or no, like Taisa says, that the Eda, according to the Beloza, the Eda Fatima plays no role in heresy, but I'm going to come to rely on them for a riot. Like they're here, the Kushi. Right? Even you'll tell me to work with Tosi. Even you'll tell me that the Ishtar is really valid to do the Kenyan without any aid at all, that's fine. If you're going to give a get with a Kushi, I might come to rely on it to prove that she was divorced later. Right? And is he a valid aid or not? So you can only have another get if he could be a valid aid Laraya later. That's a good question. That was exactly, plugging back into that command of So let's see, what's the Gemara solution? Again, the Gemara said one issue we were dealing with is that the mission distinguishes get from other stars. So that already gets us a little antsy. So there's a maybe that's Rav Shimon Leal, but he also is open to distinguishing. They said, no, but it doesn't work because it's only an effort. He said, no, it's Rav Shimon Leal. The point is talking to Solomon. So the Ilah is one of these things only because he's thrown the sign at the end. He must have seen the previous thing in Shabbat, because he saw Rabba, well, Maximum Yitameh. It's not the fact that this Kusi is actually a Purma Kusi, who might be culturally kusi, but he keeps mitzvahs, I never would have signed after him. Now, let me ask you a question, by the way. How do you know, and you thought you went to the Maran Thomas carefully, you made some answer to this. How would Yisrael know that the first age of the kusi? Okay, they already had one age signed, and they looked for another age, and they get me. So how, you said, the Jew never, the Yisrael never would have signed after the kusi unless he knew that the kusi is a kusi chavar. I never got the kusi at all. They bring me a shatter, I didn't see the first aid. They go to the same by get, you have to. Huh? Close. What was different than the Kusi sign their name?
I think the Rama may have mentioned it.
The Rama was Hagdama of the Indian Kusu. Because it's in the Parish Mishnah. He has a basic Hagdama of the Kusu. And he could be right to here, or not. No, he doesn't write here. He writes it later. You know what they would write? You know what type of font they use?
No, they use Calibri.
They use the ancient font.
Oh, yeah.
The Gemara Sanhedrin said, they built into the Chumash that the font used for Sefer Torah Tzvi Mezuzah is supposed to change sometime in the future. And when Ezra came back from Babylon, he said, now is the time, Mishnah Torah. No, now is the time for the Ktav in Mishnah from Ivri to Ashuri. So the Kusim didn't buy that, so they kept writing Ivri. If you go to Harbizim, you see, you can find pictures of it. Or you can go to Harbizim and actually see it.
The
Torah are written in South Ivri, in the ancient font. So you see the Kusi, it could be he signed his name in South Ivri. But you can say, hey, this is a Kusi signature. So you want to say, you would never sign, you look at the star, you say it's one signature, it's a Kusi signature, you would never sign below that unless you knew that the guy is for real. You see the guy's a Kusi. How would any self-respecting Israel sign together with a Kusi unless he knows that the Kusi is religious? Oh, there must be that he knew.
I don't know.
Well, Kusi is still that was a script. That's what they wrote. I don't think it was. He wouldn't write his film that way. He might write,
According to Rabbi Lozar, if there were three agents and one of those was a Kusi, who was not a Kusi cover, what would be allowed in that case?
What would be allowed in that case?
If there are two agents besides a Kusi.
A general question. You have two possible and two Kusher agents. So in general, the Mishnah context is no good.
Yeah.
It's probably true by the Star also.
Could it be that Rabbi Lozar is saying that the other age serves as a sort of
Exactly what he said. But then wouldn't you need two other agents besides that? Ooh, very good. Let's go to the Gemara. Then take the second question. Because after Kusi's Hagarabah, the Master Lady come in. He said, look, if you saw him, you already took his son, that only you would have thought that he was a Kusi Hagarabah. He's a Kusi. One of these are evil Kusi. The Gemara says most Kusi are not religious, but a few of them are. One is then why doubt again? You have to ask me some other time. This should be true all the time. Why not? It must be because maybe when he's starting second, it could be when he's starting first. He left space on top for someone else to start on top of it. Hello, we arrived the shadow, remind the conscious meaning. Normally if you're the first aid, you sign first and second guy sign second. So somebody might want to show cover. Rashi explained. Then maybe you were witness to this loan or to this divorce. So you see there are other people there also, older Jews. You figure probably after I said you went up at the 8-year-old the top of Bethlehem. So I'm gonna find him first. He asked me first. I walk a little quicker, whatever. So I'll sign the second space, I'll leave the top one for the older gentleman. Meanwhile they bring the cozy. That's all just because you're signing second doesn't mean you saw the first other signature. Rav the Shabbos went to Kashmir. Because that's true by Gerol, so Hakanami. Rav the Shabbos went to Kashmir. The Papa, don't go there. It's AJ Gerol, it's only dead below. Here's the difference. You want to know what this means, get another thing? That's still with the power initiative. If I get, we never believe. Always have all the ages together, and everyone's trying to get. That's the rule. Why is that the rule? My time off, I'm asking zero from Kulkam. And today, because in case we say Kulkam, Kratomo, Rashi explains the details, he explains it later in the Tafsim. Once you have to have multiple eights and starting, so the rule is, if you're abanan, you never have called the eight and separately to start again. Or if you're, whoever's going to sign, the whole group has to be there together, so okay, you guys are all going to sign. So that's why the only time, okay, not that kind of shit. Eight pussy is kasha. Why is eight pussy kasha? Because it's only been after one eight. It must be because the other Yisrael serves as, like you said, as a character. But he only does that by guess. Because at any other star, you're never sure if Yisrael knew who the other signer was. So by guess, the star shifts. We have the Zindra Abanam, you always sign as a group, so then you're going to know. So how can it be that I was willing to be in a group of witnesses together with the Kuzi? Must be, he's a Kuzi Chav. Must be the Kuzi Chav. And now, young Mr. Weisinger here raising the question. One second. How many Adam are telling us that this Kuzi is legit? One. So how many Adam are telling us that the woman is divorced?
Two.
How many are you going to tell you when there's a woman doing? Two witnesses on the get, right? But, on the other hand, how many witnesses are really telling me, normally, let's someone and I saw a murder. We're walking on the street. No. 1:30 is not what it used to be. It's morning tonight. We see a murder. It's all alone. Right? So, if only one of us will come to David and testify about the murder, so what they didn't believe us? No. Two of us come and testify about the murder. So they didn't believe us?
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. But they don't believe us. Why? Why do they believe both of us and not one of us? They don't believe him alone, they believe me alone. They believe both of us. Why?
Not
really, because or more, it's less likely that both of us are lying than just one of us is lying. I think one of us comes maybe blind. So he said, and I said it, so it's even less likely that we're both lying, right? Because if two of the same people tell you something, the question is, to think about it, one second, over here, that's what the substance picked up on. One second, I have two witnesses on my desk, but I only believe witness number two, because the witness number one, right? What do you throw tell me I saw the Gerishim, and this Kuzi guy who saw the Gerishim, you can believe it.
Okay.
I have an 8 on his kasher.
That 1-8 is being made on his kasher.
Let's
just
see the kasher sizes. There's a lot there. There's a main thing to talk about. Let's see the kasher sizes.
What?
We have something else to talk about. In Cain, in case who they star in the sky, not who the kind of star, the customer himself. There's a whole star hinges that one too. If he's lying, the whole thing falls apart. There's no independent corroboration, because that one star is lying, that not only do I reject his testimony, but that means that automatically reject the other testimony too. So in a sense, I only have one aid. Folks can give an answer. We're going to see other shall give an answer too. There's a lot to, let's see Folks' answer. The Eish Lomer, the Ein Lachush, him and I, who's the Kasher Midoraita, the Geirei Emet Pain. So you're right, it's an interesting question that you raised, but don't worry, because we're not Torah, all Kusim are Kasher. The whole problem of a red book, a non father,
that's not
only
Kim at all.
Huh? That's all I can't tell what the Eishim are Kusher Eishim.
That's what?
Who?
Kim says it's
yeah, but it has to be kosher. You don't have to be signing again. They mean signing again. That's what you have to mean. What are you doing when that's what you're signing
again?
Nothing. Sorry, you can do it.
It doesn't matter.
The Midrash has to make sure maybe it was, maybe the things are forged. Midrash, I assume Plony really signed that, I'm going to sign that. But if if Plony is not Jewish, if a woman signs it, I start signing it to women. Miriam Bat Yaakov, Yochevet Bat Yitzchak. So the Torah, I assume that it is really talking about Miriam and Yochevet.
Right!
But that's what you're doing this. Let's say they come to babies.
Don't we do it?
Don't we do it? Don't we do it? Don't we do it?
Don't we do it? Someone's name is a
guy's
name.
Certainly
that is
not that you can do. No, but it's funny who that guy is. They're just to make the assumption it's the guy who started
believe,
it.
If it gets not kosher, then the gerushin isn't chal.
Why are we assuming? I'll give you something to think about. Tosus is saying that in our Torah, every kuz needs a kashrut. Mitzvah, Abba, the Gary, and it's all good. What do you mean? Don't you think? Tosus' carrot is a little bit of a surprise. And we're going to see other Rishonim have other favorite kuz of kashrut, which are even more interesting. And even the Tosus' kashrut is a little bit funny, too. So we have to fully take apart the sentences. This is the first half of dealing with the Gemara, just to work through the basic chakra diet, to work through some interesting features of the Shach scenario, but when we move on, the next element of the sugya is to look more deeply into the places and to see what they're saying about ages. We'll see the other Rishonim and the Tirzim they gave, and Tirzim opposed to what. So we'll hold off for now, but now we have to have an important discussion about Unzer Shabbos, Havol El Tova. So what's the next one I'll
Hour.